All right, I'm going to make you a doorman at a nightclub.
So okay, I'm ready.
So you're working the nightclub door. And the nightclub is in the back. Okay, there's only room for one more celebrity. And two celebrities walk up to you, and you got to let one of them in.
Ooh, okay, that's going to be tough.
So the fire marshal is sitting right there. There's 300 people allowed. There's 299. Now two celebrities walk up. You can only say, you in. The other one, no. You got to go home. So who are you choosing? Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande walk up to the door. Who are you letting in?
Oh,
you got to turn one of them away.
Okay, so I can't drug the fire marshal and sneak them both in?
Nope. You got to have one of them's got to go away. One of them can come in.
I think I'm going to have to allow Ariana Grande to come in because Taylor Swift, no, I'll tell you why, because Taylor Swift is in a very healthy relationship with Joe Alwyn. There's rumors they've gotten engaged. So if I turn her away, I know that she's going home to a very loving, well, then again, Ariana Grande just got married. Mm-hmm. So she's got a loving man at home too, so she's not going to be lonely. You know what? I'm turning them both away and say, go home to your men. Go now you home have to your men.
I'm wondering if you pick shoes. Who has the best shoes? You know Ariana's going to have the best shoes.
Well, no, okay. I'll tell you exactly who I'm letting in. I'm letting in Ariana Grande because if you remember, she licked those donuts and then was a total bitch afterwards. I mean, she apologized, but there was that moment where she was like, she was ready to throw down. Yeah. Taylor Swift is the nicest person on the planet. She's the kind of person that if I said, I'm sorry, I can't let you in, she'd be like, oh, I'm sorry I showed up. Like, she would apologize to me for even showing up.
And Ariana would fight with you.
Oh, yeah, I'm scared of her.
And lick your donuts. Okay, so you're working the door. Two people walk up. You got to let one in. Are you letting in Harry Styles or Justin Bieber?
Oh, definitely Harry Styles.
You're going to tell Justin Bieber to go home?
You know why? Because Justin Bieber doesn't need the publicity. Harry Styles does. Like, Justin Bieber is already like, they're both A list, but... If, like, Harry Styles is, like, one bad record away from people rejecting him, whereas Justin Bieber can do no wrong. Like, he does features with everybody, does collabs with everybody. He's just, everything he churns out, it's, like, one amazing hit after another. Harry Styles is, like, he needs to press the flesh. He needs to go in and be seen. So, I'm Team Harry.
87% of people said Bieber. And how I look at that is, okay, one of them is coming in the club. It's going to make TMZ. Who's making TMZ that they went to your club? Is it Bieber or Styles? That is probably 50-50 on that.
Well, okay, so maybe I will change my opinion. Here's why. Justin Bieber will come in and he will make it a party. He will get up in the DJ booth and he'll spin. Like, he will definitely make it all happen. Harry Styles would probably just show up and walk around and be nice to people and then go find a booth and sit down and have drinks.
Yeah, he's going to hide in the corner.
Yeah, he's going to hide in the corner. Justin Bieber's going to make it a party. So you know what? I change my answer. I agree with everybody. I'm saying Justin Bieber.
All right. Tom Holland, Cole Sprouse.
Ooh, that's hard. I'm going to let Tom Holland in right now because Zendaya is probably already in there and she's waiting for him. And I'd hate to be the person that comes between the two of them. Plus, you know, he's got a movie out right now. He's Spidey. So, yeah, no, he needs to come in.
Cole, 84%.
Whoa. How come? What's their reason?
I don't know. I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, I have no idea. You know who Cole Sprouse is. Yeah, you do. From Riverdale.
All right. So, no, wait, I do not. The hell is that?
like the number one show on Netflix?
No, it is not. It's not even in the top 30 in Netflix. I don't know what that is. So,
it's
no, I'm not letting
Netflix
him in.
It's a huge Netflix show. No, it's a huge Netflix show. It's not on right now. I mean, actually, I think they canceled it. But when it was on Netflix, that was the number one show.
if I had a dime for every time you told me it's a huge Netflix show, I wouldn't have to do this stupid show.
Are you kidding? You don't know Riverdale? How do you not know Riverdale?
I don't know Riverdale because
it's fucking huge. In fact, everybody in Riverdale, if you go to Us Weekly or People, they're constantly featuring all the actors from Riverdale. They're always talking about them. I'm telling you, it's a huge show, and everybody in it is super important.
Yeah, I would have let Cole in because I wouldn't know who he is. No, you go away. Okay. I don't know who you are. I know Spider-Man. I don't know you.
Right, okay.
So go. All okay, right, fine. You're working the door. Two women show up. You got to let one in. Beyonce, Rihanna.
You know, I'm going to let Rihanna in because she's pregnant right now. And these may be the last. No, this is like the last moment that she can like party and have a good time before she's at the last stages of her pregnancy and she can't fucking move. And when she has a little baby and can't go out and party. So I'm going to let that girl have her last moments of living her best life.
I know, but I can't see you saying no to Beyonce.
No, I'm scared. I'm more scared of Beyonce than I am of Rihanna.
Yeah, so 68% of people said, Beyonce, you can come in. And Rihanna, right. You don't need to be here. Go home. You're pregnant. You know, enjoy Netflix. Go watch Riverdale, whatever the hell that is. Okay, you got to let one in, two women show up, Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner.
Oh, Gigi Hadid all day long. Fuck Kendall Jenner.
71% of people said Kendall.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, they're kicking Gigi Hadid out.
I'll tell you why that's so wrong. Gigi Hadid is having a really rough time because Zayn was really abusive to her and her family. She's going through a really, really rough time. I think she needs a night out to party. She is the nicest, most benevolent model. Kendall Jenner is a Kardashian. She's good. She can go be famous somewhere else. I don't want her in my club.
Two guys walk up. Nick Jonas, Shawn Mendes.
I'm letting Shawn Mendes in.
Nick Jonas, go away. Shawn Mendes, single. 60%.
Yeah, because he's single, he's cute. Of course, he's single, he's cute. All the ladies are going to go nuts the minute he walks in the door. Yeah. We've interviewed Nick Jonas. He's very sweet, but he's sort of quiet.
Well, so is Shawn Mendes.
Well, that's a good point. We interviewed him too, didn't we? Yeah. He's also kind of quiet. Yeah, they're both kind of very gentle.
They're the same guy.
They're gentle souls. Yeah, they're the same guy, just very gentle souls. But one is single, and he'll get all the ladies drinking, and they'll stay longer, and I'll make more money.
Two women show up, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga.
Oh, Gaga all day long.
Katy, go home. 77% of people said Katy Perry.
What? Oh, please. That is 100% untrue. More of us are little monsters than anything else. Lady Gaga has an Oscar. She's in one of the most important movies of 2021 and potentially 2022 right now. Now, Lady Gaga is a much bigger star.
That's surprising, though. 14,000 votes for Katy Perry, 4,000 votes for Lady Gaga.
Yeah, somehow Katy Perry got all of her American Idol people to vote.
14,000 people don't watch that show. So she didn't get the Katy Perry. She didn't get those people. All right. Two women show up. Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa.
Oh, Billie Eilish. You know how much I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely Billie.
Billie, come on in. Dua Lipa, 51%. Billie Eilish, 49%.
What? What's up with that?
I don't know. Last one, you got to let one in. Do you let Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez, because I got to tell you, even though Demi Lovato has been talking about sobriety and how well they're doing with their sobriety and how well their life is going and all that, I still feel like there's something kind of vulnerable about Demi Lovato. I don't want to be responsible for them coming to my bar and maybe being influenced, or I don't know. I feel like Selena Gomez needs a night out. That bitch is working her ass off this year. She needs some time to just let it all go.
How about this? 90% of people said Demi Lovato. 16,600 votes compared to Selena Gomez's 1,000 votes.
I didn't realize that this crowd was like anti-Selena Gomez. What don't they like about her?
I don't know. Or they really like Demi. I didn't know right. that many people like Demi more than Selena.